Randy, I love the fact that the table of contents includes a lot of the questions that you answer. It's a question and answer format throughout the book.
Right.
To what extent should children's understanding of heaven be sort of a progressive explanation? By that, I mean, you know, at certain ages, it's best to give them a basic explanation and then let their understanding grow as they get a little older.
Yes, I agree with that. I think that all education of children, and of course, we're the parents are the primary educators, and grandparents can have a huge role in that as well. But I think that you always start with, and Greg knows this well, you do audience analysis. You know, where are these people that I'm speaking to? What do they know or what do they believe? And maybe they believe some things that aren't true or whatever. Mm. And you just need to know what vocabulary they can understand, you know, that sort of thing. And I think this, the way it is with kids. As kids get older, their vocabulary increases, their awareness of the world increases more. And so if you have a teenager, they may ask you a question about, will there be sex in heaven? But that's not what a six-year-old or an eight-year-old is going to ask. They'll be asking about something else. And so I think sometimes we might move too quickly to things that are hard to wrap their minds around. So what I tried to do mm-hmm. in writing Heaven for Kids was look at all the things in my big Heaven book and all things that I didn't even have room for even in that big book, and then try to figure out, okay, let's distill it down to the things that kids, target audience 8 to 12, but knowing younger kids and older kids and even adults will read this as well, and what is there that I can say to them that's the basics and the central stuff that they care about and are asking about right now or will soon?